are significantly above average at 125% of normal. We're looking really good for the upcoming summer in the short term of the big elusive drought of the western United States. We're pretty excited that the skiing has been so good and that the rivers are going to have a fair amount of water in them.
You know, I know the Front Range is taking measures because of those big floods last fall, you know, kind of preparing for this big snow in the mountains to melt. Where in the Roaring Fork Valley has it historically flooded?
In the last 8 or so years that I've lived in the valley, the places I've seen potential flooding happen are in downtown Basalt and downtown Redstone and downtown Aspen. The communities have definitely come together to put up sandbags in the past during really high snowpack seasons or snowpack years. I know there's pretty active emergency response committees and coalitions and groups throughout the valley that are already thinking about all of this.
So now I'm going to ask you to get out your crystal ball, Sarah. Are there forecasts out there about when the spring runoff may happen?
I don't have a forecast for when it'll happen, but I was just looking at the Natural Resource Conservation Service forecasting tool. So as of March 1st, they were forecasting that the rivers in the Roaring Fork watershed will be flowing this spring and summer between 90 and 149% of average. That's indicating that our rivers will be higher than the average flows throughout the spring and summer.
Is that a good thing?
Absolutely. The high flows in the river are real important, especially some overbanking is actually very important for the riparian habitat so that cottonwood trees can reproduce and all the other vegetation in that messy riparian area where all the willows and alders live. Those plants actually need the water table to come way up so that they can really thrive. And so high flows in the spring are something the rivers have typically always had, and only in the most recent parts of their life have we, as humans, kind of altered some of those flows, and it's been unfortunate that with large drought, we've had less overbanking and high water tables. So from a river ecosystem health perspective, high flows are really important.
And I know the timing of runoff is important to farmers and ranchers, maybe to the ecosystems too, I don't know. But how does the timing of the runoff sort of play into all this?
So the timing of the runoff is probably just as important as the quantity of water. The farmers and ranchers downstream are expecting this water at a certain time of the spring and summer for their crops to grow. So if we have significant amount of warm temperatures as well as this dust on snow, the potential for the snow to melt earlier in the season is there. And from a recreational perspective, in 2012, the snowpack melted so incredibly early that by the time the rafting companies and the fishing guiding companies and services were really all trained up and ready to go, the snow had already pretty much almost melted out. And so their businesses didn't thrive that summer. So the timing makes a big difference.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah.